For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have secured the release of three American prisoners held in North Korea ahead of a historic summit between the president and North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
I appreciate Kim Jong-un doing this and allowing them to go.
Kim says he accepted the U.S. suggestion to release the men and gave them amnesty. Officials are now planning for the summit to be held in Singapore. Kim's real leverage is how advanced his nuclear and ballistic missile program now is. National Security Advisor John Bolton said that the White House wants Kim to take steps far beyond a halt to weapons testing and ultimately agree to stop enriching and reprocessing all nuclear fuel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump may have pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, but a day later, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says the U.S. still needs to check Tehran's nuclear ambitions.
Economic sanctions, bringing Iran back to the table, are an absolute must, and they will be much more effective if we do them with our allies.
The White House says new sanctions are in the works and could be imposed as early as next week. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano appears to be mimicking the behavior last seen in 1924. Geologists warn the rapid lowering of the lava lake in the crater has raised the potential for explosions. Major Jeff Hickman of Hawaii's National Guard.
Over 30 homes have been destroyed. Entire community had to evacuate. And just seeing the faces of people knowing that their homes are destroyed, or the faces of people who don't know their homes are destroyed, it's very difficult to see.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new program in New York City is risky for police officers. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The pilot program that started last week requires New York City police officers to hand out business cards with information on how to request body camera footage, part of the city's Right to Know Act. Officers are required to pass out the cards, which feature their name and contact information, to anyone subject to law enforcement activity who does not end up arrested or ticketed. The largest police union says the program opens the floodgates for anyone to demand footage and also makes it easier for people with bad intent to track down police officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Russian company that special counsel investigators accused of waging information warfare during the 2016 U.S. presidential election pleaded not guilty to federal charges. Two attorneys representing the firm Concord Management and Consulting appeared in court for an arraignment in Washington, D.C., pleading not guilty to charges including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The indictment stemmed from an investigation led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into whether the Russian government meddled in the presidential election and whether the Trump campaign colluded in that effort. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.